Psalm 46. The psalmist starts with a confession, a positive confession. He says, "You're a God who is a safe place, a powerful place. You're where I can find refuge, no matter what happens." And he goes on to enumerate all the things that could happen: earthquakes, floods, turmoil, etc. God has a constantly flowing river, sparkling streams that give joy and delight to us, to his people. Amen. He goes on to talk about God's wonders and his army, and then he says in verse 10 from the King James, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." And then it says Selah. That means stop and think about it. Pause and consider this. The New Living says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." Sometimes we look at the world and we say, how can that ever happen? It can happen supernaturally. Amen. And we're about ready to see it happen.
Amen.
"The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress." Interlude. God's word, that old translation says, "Let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I am God. I rule the nations. I rule the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold." And then from the Passion, "Surrender your anxiety." Woo!
Wow.
I love that. Surrender your anxiety. Let go. I'm God. That's what that's saying. "Be silent and stop your striving, and you will see that I am God. I am the God above all the nations, and I will be exalted throughout the whole earth. Here he stands, the commander, the mighty Lord of angel armies is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us." I love it. Amen. Does he fight for you?
Yes.
Did he fight for you on that boat with that thing that you couldn't get on? Amen. He does it. He comes through for us. When we're at the end of our rope, let's learn that we can do that. We can turn that around before our rope gets frayed, right? And pray first. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Passion Translation. I love that. Surrender your anxiety. Amen. Surrender your anxiety. Be silent and stop your striving, and you will see that I am God. I am the God above all nations, and I will be exalted throughout the whole earth. Here he stands, the commander, the mighty Lord, angel armies is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us. The psalmist is seeing God in the future and living according to that image. That's what we need to do. He is in charge of the whole earth. All nations will bow before him. We need to have that in our minds so we know the God that we worship will come through for us.
Amen.
See the future and live by the future. Don't live by the past.
That's right.
Don't even live by the now. See what God's doing and where he's taking you, and just give up the anxiety. Let go. Be still and know that he is God. But now I'm going to say, don't be still. Let's worship this fantastic God. Glory, hallelujah. I'm
Woo!
Glad I'm in the house this morning.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.